KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
This devotional is titled The Subject of Kissing in Relationship, Courtship, and Marriage, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. I have dealt with this topic before, but the question keeps coming up in nearly all the meetings I hold, and so I want to revisit this issue again. Is kissing a sin? That is a question on the lips of many young people who are serving God, but cannot seem to keep away from kissing each other as an expression of love. True to it, and as a counselor, I know there are many Christians who are doing this regularly. As a young man myself in courtship, I never had jiru trip with my fiancé then, but I kissed her a few times and I really felt guilty about it. In fact, the feeling I had was that the Holy Spirit was grieved at it. So, I am not oblivious of what you're going through exactly. Now, having been married for some years, about 16 years, I can tell you that the strong urge to kiss as singles is just more of the devil trying to trick you than an expression of love. Folks in Western countries might find this ridiculous as well, since they are more liberal and they often greet as well with no lust attached. Some of us go ahead and quote the scripture to justify this act. Well, in a very straightforward way, you will never find a scripture that forbids kissing or that says, "Thou shalt not kiss." In fact, what you find are scriptures that seems to be encouraging kissing, and that is in the New Testament. All the brethren greet you. Greet ye one another by an holy kiss. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 20, King James Version. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Romans chapter 16, verse 16, King James Version. Doesn't this mean that God wants us to kiss? The instruction to kiss that we see in the above verses and in some more places are verses that we have to consider in their cultural contexts. The Jews usually greet one another with a kiss, somewhat on the cheek and not a direct mouth-to-mouth kiss or some French kiss. This is why Judas kissed Jesus Christ. He was just greeting him. And while he yet spake, behold a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. Luke chapter 22, verse 47, King James Version. Kisses with Jews, as described above, is a form of greeting in their culture. Hence, Paul termed it as holy kissing. In Nigeria, we don't greet one another with a kiss. Hence, the Jewish kiss is holy, but the Nigerian kiss is not holy. In non-Jewish states, a kiss outside wedlock between two people who are in love, behind closed doors, will not be holy because it will lead to some unholy things. The initial kiss might even be holy, but after a while, the law of progression will step in, and before you know it, kissing will lead to some other things. If I come into a meeting with my wife and an usher grabs my wife and plants a kiss on her, I will remove my suit and fight. Why? We don't greet each other with some mouth-to-mouth kiss. If your handshake did too long serve, I will suspect you, not to talk of a kiss. If you and your fiancé are kissing each other behind the church, and as your pastor, I bump into you, who will apologize? It's you. If as your pastor, I'm kissing my wife behind the church and you bump into us, who will still apologize? It is still you, because we are married. You see, after marriage, if you want to kiss yourself 24 hours a day for the next 1 month, God is okay with it. Why? Your body belongs to each other. But after marriage, you will know that it is not all about kissing. It is about school fees and house rent and pampers. You won't feel like kissing all the time, So why would you want to jeopardize your relationship with God with what you can do as long as you want eventually? The idea of holding on is where maturity is, and it is all about self-control. This is what separates the boys from the men: ability to delay gratification. Young ladies, when a guy comes and says, "Let's kiss," you don't submit your lips like you're submitting paper in examination hall. The power of life and death lies in your mouth. If the guy is hungry, why must it be your mouth that he would eat? If he's really hungry, doesn't he know where they sell pomo? For married people, feel free to kiss each other. If your spouse loves you, then go ahead and give it. It won't be a sin. But for singles, always have this at the back of your mind, that when you're in love, what you did with him or her the last time you met will not satisfy you the next time. It is a law, so you need to consciously guard against that. Finally, let me say, it is not wise to meet somebody and next thing is that you're kissing. There are people you kiss and your jaws are locked. There are people you kiss and, as it were, you cannot pray again. There are strange mouths you kiss for 5 minutes and it leads to regrets for the next 5 years. There are people you kiss and your destiny is arrested. If you doubt that, ask Jesus. For it was the kiss of Judas that led to his arrest. Good day. Confession for the day. I have understanding of God's word and I have self-control. Prayer for the day. Lord, teach me self-control by your spirit. Thought for the day. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Proverbs chapter 25 verse 28, English Standard Version. Action plan for the day. If you have been kissing outside wedlock, decide to stop today. Thank you and God bless you. This devotional was read by Paul Alumona.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.